It's time now for Oh, the Humanities, taking a look at humanities scholarship research and events on campus and beyond. A lot of it online and some of it across the state. Humanities.unc.edu is the website for more on Carolina Public Humanities. Ordinarily joined by Max Orr for Oh, the Humanities. This week we are joined instead on the phone by Joanna Smith, who is going to be running an event coming up later on this week through Sandhills Community College, but this is open to everyone. It's called The Perils of Preserving Historical Memory, and we'll talk about that and more right now. Joanna, thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
Thanks for having me. I'm good, thank you.
So, The Perils of Preserving Historical Memory, set this up for us. I know there's been this very, very trenchant conversation locally and beyond about the historical symbols and markers and monuments and the way that we teach history and the way that we tell our own history to ourselves. How do you bring this all together for the conversation on Thursday?
Well, what we're trying to do in Thursday's conversation is to draw on resources mostly from the ancient world to bring in a fresh perspective about different complications that enter into the way that we craft communal narratives of history. So this is going to be a panel discussion with three scholars each presenting a lecture and then coming together for a Q&A session. And each one is going to focus on a different angle into this theme. So one scholar will focus on how we interpret texts about the past. One is going to focus on monuments in ancient Egypt and Rome. And then our final scholar is going to look at artifacts and how the way that we trade artifacts, the way that looters transform the literal archaeological landscapes that we are left with, how all of that impacts how we tell stories about the past.
And it's got to be not just the way that we interpret texts and the way that we trade artifacts, but just which texts end up getting selected and which artifacts too, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And which ones are suppressed and which ones are eliminated? Mm-hmm. I think that's an interesting aspect of what we're talking about here and looking at some of these archaeological examples, is that sometimes telling one story literally means destroying evidence of another story.
What would be an example of that?
So some examples that are really interesting, Tina Rassal, who's a teaching fellow in religious studies, is going to be looking at looting in the Middle East today. Mm-hmm. And she's looking at some of her examples are drawn from ISIS, which is destroying certain archaeological sites that show religious diversity in the past. However, those they're taking artifacts from those sites and selling them in order to fund war. And so there's an interesting way in which these histories are getting fragmented, sent around the world. They could potentially be brought back together in some future date to tell a story again, but for the time being, they're really aiming to eliminate those narratives.
Speaking with Joanna Smith, again, we're talking about an event that's coming up on Thursday called The Perils of Preserving Historical Memory. Who are the speakers going to be? You mentioned one.
So we have, yes, I mentioned Tina Rassal from Religious Studies. From UNC, we also are going to be joined by Jennifer Gates Foster, who's a professor in Classics and Archaeology, and she's going to be looking at specifically monuments around traumatic events in Egypt and in Rome. And then from Sandhills, we'll be joined by Glenda Pope, who's going to be focusing mostly on ancient Judaism and issues of textual interpretation.
The monuments around traumatic experiences, are these monuments that commemorate the traumas as traumas, or are they monuments that initially kind of celebrated the event and only later get reinterpreted?
The latter, and it's really interesting. The examples she's looking at show us a difference between, what do you do when you have monuments to an era that is dissonant with the values your culture now holds? Mm-hmm. And she's looking at some examples where the cultural answer to it was destroy them, erase that part of our past that no longer sits right with us. But she's also going to show us a really interesting example from ancient Rome where these monuments to a once glorious past that was now being disavowed, the monuments were altered slightly, contextualized a bit, you could say, but left up almost as a testament to that very disavowal.
Interesting. So the whole event is called The Perils of Preserving Historical Memory. And you've touched on this already, but say more about the perils, like the act of preserving versus erasing, and the complications of each.
So, I think we all certainly know at this point, after the kind of conversations you gestured towards earlier that are swirling around North Carolina, certainly right now, that we're not simply handed down these narratives about mm-hmm. the past. We craft them. We cultivate them. But I think what these lectures are going to help us tease out a bit is this complicated interplay that we get between choices that are made on an institutional level, between by a government, say, or by a university, and those that are made by everyday Americans. And the stories we're left with are the result of these tangled choices being made by so many different actors. And so we're going to get examples of government action, of religious institutions choosing how to remember something. And we're also going to get Tina telling us about how, an antiques dealer on the internet can be changing the way that archaeologists are going to tell certain stories in 50 years.
Oh, man. And I guess it's also important to keep in mind that it's the tangled choices aren't just the ones that we're making, but the, people 50, 100, 1,000 years ago were also making tangled choices as well, right? Like they didn't
Absolutely.
Have an obvious choice. Yeah.
Absolutely. And these stories are never settled.
Yep. Speaking with Joanna Smith, and again, we're talking about this event coming up on Thursday. How can people get involved and register for it?
So to learn a little bit more and to register, you can go to sandhillsbpac.com/events. And this one is on Thursday, October 29th from 1 p.m. to 4:45.
Other events coming up through Carolina Public Humanities that people ought to know about?
Yes, we are still going strong through the end of the semester here. Coming up this Friday, we have another Lunch with Friends and Strangers hosted by Max Orr. And this one is going to be a conversation with Matt Andrews from the History Department about Billie Jean King. So that should be a really fun one. Mm. And then next week, starting on November 5th, we'll be holding a seminar on Heaven and Hell with Bart Ehrman.
All right. Again, humanities.unc.edu for more information on that. Speaking with Joanna Smith, and as we wrap up, other things that people ought to know about Thursday's event.
I just think it's a really interesting opportunity to put really intensely contemporary issues around Civil War monuments, around protest, around how we're going to tell these controversial stories in the future, to put it into a deep historical context. Mm-hmm. It feels a little counterintuitive to turn to ancient Egypt and Rome to think about how we handle Civil War monuments, but I think there are a lot of resources there for us to think with.
I think that's right. And again, humanities.unc.edu for more on Carolina Public Humanities, and sandhillsbpac.com. Is that the website?
Yep, /events.
For more on Perils of Preserving Historical Memory this Thursday. That's coming up as well. Joanna Smith, thank you so much for being with us today, as always.
Great to talk with you.